Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. Drive Time, welcome back. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. Government will launch an office to deal with complaints of deliberate delays of processes by officials. That's the normal way they operate. This was announced by President Ramaphosa. The president has raised a number of concerns over the delay of processes, saying they were impacting negatively on service delivery and economic growth. I think this is a very nice way of talking about incompetence and corruption. But let's see what our guest, Dr. Paul Kariuki, has to say, and he is Executive Director, Democracy Development Project at the University of KZN. Dr. Kariuki, welcome.
Thank you so much, Shafiq. Good afternoon to you and to your listeners.
Good afternoon. Is this one massive whitewash of inefficiency, incompetence and corruption, and yet another complaint line? The previous complaint line during the Zuma era has disappeared.
Well, it borders...
Looks like we've lost our line with Dr. Paul Kariuki, so let's just... Are you still there? We just lost each other for a second. Yeah, you can carry on.
You can hear me now.
Clearly.
Sorry about that. I'm saying it borders around those lines of incompetency and lack of appreciation of what serving citizens is about, especially in this time and age, 26 years later, into democracy. Whilst it's a laudable effort by the president to say that he's recognizing that there are challenges and that they need to be mitigated, I think the first place to begin with is to ask, why have we even arrived to this state where complaints are not being handled properly by public officials? And if they are handled, where there is no satisfaction on citizens' part? And there are a few reasons why you'd think why we have arrived to where we are right now. One of them, it could be what the president did mention, laziness among officials, public officials. It is not even near anyone's mind to think about public officials on public payroll could be even be counted to be lazy, not to do the work that they are employed to do so. But unfortunately, it has to take the president's intervention to make public officials work and earn their money based on what they're employed for. In the meantime, citizens, on the other part, are feeling shortchanged in the social contract that government has with them. So that's the first place to begin with. Find out why are we even in that place in the first place. So laziness among public officials, as the president said. And secondly, of course, is a complicated bureaucracy because of corruption and other maladministrative features that have beleaguered our public service in the recent times. And so what this does naturally is that it ends up waning away the confidence that the public have in the public sector in terms of meeting the expectations and in terms of actually service delivery.
Now, a state of play is that if I were to go to a government department, and sometimes I have to, I actually end up thanking an official if they've done their job. We seem to think that if somebody's actually done their job, it's a really great shakes. It's a sad indictment, isn't it? Because our expectations are so low that we expect that when we go to a government department, we expect them to cock it up.
That's the thing. So because of ongoing continuous, almost to an extent that we've adopted and even accepted that shoddy service is a norm, the expectations are so low that even just finding somebody at the desk, we almost clap our hands that at least we found somebody at the desk. Meanwhile, that's not what really does characterize effective customer service, if you have to put that way, because what the president is trying to bring here into the space is something that resembles what corporates do. Yeah, they are very big on customer service, that they want you as a person. As you walk into a banking hall, for example, you go in there and feel welcomed, you feel taken care of, you feel recognized, you feel directed, and you feel served, and you experience all those things. It doesn't happen like so in most government offices, to say the least. And that is why we, as a public, we constantly feel it's rather easier to work with the private practice rather than to engage a public or a public department, because there is no sense of appreciation and recognition, and the service is usually very unwelcoming. And I think those are things that need really to be tackled, even if the president sets up this office. Because if we set up an office but we don't address the root causes, it's like patching a wound without treating it. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we must also ask the questions, why are these complaints rising? Yeah?
Mm.
When citizens go into a public office or public department and they don't feel treated appropriately, or they are given a discourteous treatment, or their mistakes, or they are misled, or their inconsistencies in terms of information and clear procedures, you know, misleading guidance now and then, or even publicly displayed bias, you know, especially in a country like ours where we are battling with issues of race. All those things do present a bad picture for public service. And therefore, setting up an office, it's one thing, it's good, but let's deal with the root issues. Can we deal with the wound so that it can be healed? And therefore, then we can expect better outcomes.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, you know, that certainly is a moot question. Can we deal with the wound? Because I'm not too confident about this. I know the president may have the best of intentions. The presidency may have the best of intentions, but I'm not convinced. I've seen band-aids on elephants. Elephant doesn't care. he just gets falls off on the bush.
I agree with you. So I think it's important as this initiative looks like it's an appropriate one. There are few things that are, in my view, that the president could consider together with his team while they are establishing this office. So firstly, of course, is to explore what are the issues, what are the wounds, so that they can be able to treat them better. In other words, provide proactive action steps so that you can correct the what is actually propagating or promoting bad service or poor handling of complaints. The other thing is to, of course, hold public officials accountable. It is not good by any means to say that our officials are lazy. And I know there are so many hard-working public officials.
Exactly, yes, yes.
But there's a group, a small group of them, in the broader scheme of things in the public sector, that the president himself will call them lazy. So my question is, what are we doing about them? What will he do about those ones? Because those are the ones who keep on smearing a bad picture about public service. The intent is good, but we have people that need to be perhaps be given leave to go and work elsewhere if they cannot serve the public. The other thing is to make sure that there is consequence management. Yeah?
Mm-hmm,
Don't keep lazy people on the payroll. It is simple as that. If they've done their part in their service in public sector, they are welcome to move on and give other people chances. We have so many people wanting to work and wanting to serve the public. So strengthen consequence management processes. The other part, of course, is to make sure that all officials are familiar with relevant prescripts and procedures of government public service. Yeah? So there is always an element that people say, no, I don't know what to do when these kind of things are brought into my attention. If somebody is complaining about a particular issue, and it almost looks like it's okay to accept that the public official is either uninformed or ill-informed. Yeah?
Yes.
So strengthen training, ongoing basis, especially for those frontline departments, you know, like education, like health, like social development, water and sanitation. Yeah? Those direct public departments that deal with public directly, those need to have those frontline officials well trained and understand the procedures and processes so that they don't have to keep on referring the public back to a process that the public itself does not even know what's that about. And then the other part of it is, of course, is to build a systemic integrity as far as public service provision is concerned. Continuous complaints with very little redresses always weakens the possibilities of strengthening accountability, and of course it makes people to lose confidence in the political system and even the legitimacy of a government if it's really stretched. And so for me, it's very important to restore that systemic integrity by taking care of undeserving public officials who are, you know, termed as lazy, bring back consequence management, train officials continuously on an ongoing basis about, you know, service charter, and lastly but not least, ensure that you can enforce accountability across the system. And perhaps even in the last one, I would stretch it to say, now and then, perhaps in a period, periodically, conduct a benchmarking exercise, you know. Identify where are the gaps in the public service as far as customer service is concerned, and then do something about it. Develop an action plan to plug those, systemic challenges, which I'm referring as the wounds. Because opening an office and you don't deal with those things will go in another cycle of continuous complaints, and of course it makes the public, the government look uninterested in meeting in the obligation that he has with the citizens.
Dr. Paul Kariuki, I'm going to give the president a call, and I'm going to tell him to call you.
Well, I'd be glad to serve that.
Dr. Paul Kariuki, Executive Director, Democracy Development Project at University of KZN, who's going to get a call from the president. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you so much, Shafiq, for having me on the show.